Well, welcome, folks. Welcome to the Travel Writers Show. If you are new to our show, and welcome back to those of you who like to tune in live at this time on a Wednesday to Melbourne's J-Air 87.8 FM. The show's produced and presented by members of Palette, the Professional Association of Lifestyle and Travel Writers. We want to thank you for sharing your time with us. I'm your host, Graeme Kemlow. Tonight, my co-host is Rita Ehrlich. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Graeme. Hello, listeners.
Now, Melbourne is still under COVID restriction. Maybe we don't need to say that anymore. Maybe we'll just tell you one day with a big party
we're
that
not.
We're free. Or we might be gone. We might be on the road. Anyway, we are a little less restricted at the moment, but infection rates are coming down in Melbourne significantly. Until then, we're going to do the same, social distancing. And this show is co-hosted from one side of town and from the other. Now, maybe you've got some comments or questions. Please feel free to email us, info@travelwritersradio.com. We appreciate your interest and your support, and we see that on Facebook, SoundCloud, Instagram. We've also got 13,500 terrific followers on Twitter. If you want to find us, look for Travel Writers Radio, all one word. Also, we want to thank those of you who listen to us via podcast apps. For example, we're on Google Podcasts, Podcast Player, Podcast Addict, or if you're somewhere else in the world, you're interested in hearing us live, TuneIn Radio is an app that gives you a feed from your favourite radio station at home. So maybe try that. Now, one exciting development for us is that our station, J-Air, has a new frequency from tomorrow. And it's a much clearer, brighter, uninterrupted sound around the city. So tweak your FM dial from 87.8 to 88 FM and enjoy our show. Rita.
Well, we've got another interesting program on food, wine, lifestyle and travel tonight. Bridget Leslie chats with Chef Chen Hong Meng, better known as Hawker Chan, the first Singapore street food hawker to earn a Michelin star. He's known for serving the world's cheapest Michelin star meal. Bridget zoomed in to speak with him in Singapore, where he took time off service to speak to us in Chinese. We've had it translated to English. Our resident wine expert, Tyson Stelzer, tells Graeme Kemlow about an exciting development in his wine communications career. Tyson suggests now might be a great time to talk to your favourite winemaker about buying a case of wine direct from the vineyard to save you money and to give them some much-needed profit. And as usual, he suggests some great wines that have new releases in the market and are great drinking in spring. And I speak to Samantha Gowing, who's gone from being a restaurateur and publican to nutritionist and teacher. Her online learning classes bring together gastronomy and nutrition, and that's something pretty new.
That is. Now, coming up in our second hour tonight, we speak with Douglas Ward, author for the past 34 years of The Bible of Cruising, his Berlitz Guide to Cruising and Cruise Ships, and I speak to him about the state of the industry, which has been so decimated by COVID-19, most notably here in Australasia. Rosie Douglas of Tourism Tropical North Queensland tells me about the state of tourism in the region where the rainforest meets the Great Barrier Reef. And we speak with author Danielle Claude about her terrific story of the search for the woman who sailed the world in the 1760s when women typically did not go to sea. So she dressed as a man. That's all coming up in Travel Writers Radio here until 7 p.m. on Melbourne's J-Air 87.8 FM.